representing the Volunteer State. Hello there and welcome to Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Amy Beckham.
It's a great privilege. I know there's a lot of deserving farmers out there, probably more deserving than me. It's a great honor, and I'm just proud to be here and trying to enjoy all of it that I can.
Jerry Ray of Moore County recently traveled to Moultrie, Georgia for the Sunbelt Ag Expo as the 30th Tennessee Swisher Sweet Southeastern Farmer of the Year. To be recognized as the state winner, a farmer has to be nominated by a leader in the local community. An area farm management specialist, Dallas Manning, felt called to nominate Mr. Ray this year.
Well, Jerry just does an outstanding job in several different areas in production, marketing, and financial management. He's an excellent record keeper. And then he takes those records and uses those records to make decisions on his farm and improve his business.
Jerry and his family have diversified the farm over the years, growing several different crops, but also introducing a cattle backgrounding operation a few years ago.
On our farm, we raise corn, soybeans, wheat, hay, straw, and background cattle. We sell all our cattle on the video sale in Columbia. Seems to be we get about a 10-cent extra premium going that route in trailer load. Corn is sold to granaries in Tyson there. They have a feed mill in Estill Springs. Soybeans go to Decatur and Gunnersville.
One of the greatest parts of the expo, Jerry says he will take back home with him, is meeting other farmers across the Southeast who are experiencing similar hardships in the agricultural community as he is.
When we got here, we had a roundtable discussion that was real informative. The state winners told their story and their problems they're having, and come to find out most of us are having the same problem, you know, as the other states do, and that was really good. And meeting a lot of people that I haven't met.
Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Amy Beckham.